thanks so much, Morgan, for taking some time out with us today. I know that fans and readers are always happy to hear from you. And so today we'd really just kind of like to give them a little more of an in-depth background on who you are as a player and what really drives you to do what you do. So
yeah, sounds good.
I guess we can kind of start at the beginning, and when I say the beginning, I mean way back at the beginning. Do you recall when you were a youngster? What was your first real memory of hockey? Was it watching hockey with family, or maybe getting your first set of mini sticks, or anything like that? What do you remember first about hockey?
Well, for skating wise, first is just my mother. Took us to, we had Sunday family skates every Sunday. I think it was around 1 o'clock, so we'd go to church in the morning and rush back to get lunch, and then we'd go for our skate. And we had a big family. I have 3 brothers, 2 sisters, so we would all go, and whoever was the youngest that couldn't skate at the time, my mom would she was teaching us how to skate, and that was probably the earliest memory for skating wise, and for playing, I don't know, it might have been squirts or something. I think it was the first time I ever scored a hat trick, and I just remember my cousin throwing a hat on the ice. But that's probably the first memories that stick out when I played hockey.
When did you know that this sport that you were involved with from your young days, when did you know that you wanted to become a professional hockey player as a career?
I wouldn't say I knew it all along. I mean, I just enjoyed playing. I come from a small town, so really you're more sheltered. Obviously not with the NHL, but obviously that's about all I knew. I mean, I didn't know there was junior teams. I knew there was junior A. That's where, Summerside Capitals played. And as far as professional hockey, I didn't really know much about it. And I kind of just, as the years went on, I was, going up in levels. And when I was in Bantam and Midget, that's when I kind of discovered the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League. And I just enjoyed playing hockey. And I enjoyed working hard at it because it's something like I said, I enjoyed it, and my family was busy, so I remember one thing my father always said, he didn't care how we played, he was taking time, they were taking time out of their schedule to get us to rink, so, the least we could do was work hard while we were there, and that's one thing I always made sure I did, because they're busy people, they have a lot going on, and how they found the time to get us to the rinks growing up, I have no idea how they managed that, but they did, that's about it.
Now, are there a lot of good opportunities for youth hockey players out in PEI?
There is. I mean, like I said, we're not exposed to the prime time stuff, I guess you could say, like in Ontario, Toronto, stuff like that. We have our spring teams, but. People are busy around here trying to make a living, and it's tougher around here as opposed to other spots. But it's tough to get coaching around here. I was fortunate enough growing up that I had great coaches, and they really helped me a lot. But that's the big thing around here. I mean, just people trying to find time out of their schedule to coach a team, because it takes a lot of time. You have your family, and usually it's the father of a kid on the team, but the caliber is because the population is so much smaller than when we go play teams like Toronto and stuff like that. It was a big deal for us because they're such a big population and we're such a small little area. And,
sure.
We'd try our best, but we wouldn't beat them for sure.
So you mentioned your dad and both of your parents and that you had that hard work ethic instilled upon you at a pretty early age. So aside from them, who do you really credit as your mentors during your younger days in hockey?
A lot of your coaches growing up. Like I said, I had great coaches growing up, and they helped me a lot. And obviously the people that, when my parents couldn't take me to the rink, my friends' parents, they were great help as well. But a big credit would be my older brother. I mean, he probably doesn't know as much as he thinks he does, but he was a big help. He was the oldest one, so he was always into the stuff first, you know. He had the more experience, and I mean, he never played any, you know, AAA or major hockey, but you know, he was always the guy that was experimenting stuff first, I guess you'd say. And I kind of learned from him, and you know, he got the weights at an early age, so I was kind of down there, you know. It was an excuse to hang out with him, I guess you could say. I was, you know, I was pretending I was down there working out, but it was, you know, more or less just to hang out with him and see what he was doing. And that's kind of started at an early age. And like I said, the coaches were great, and you know, a lot of great friends and family helped us and me. And obviously, without them, I wouldn't be where I am today. Obviously,
that's really great. I particularly like the story about you and your brother. That's really special. So on the flip side of that, who were your hockey icons growing up? Who did you look up to and really aspire to want to either be like or play like?
Well, I mean, Brad Richards is from PEI, and like I said, PEI is a small area, and you know, I always liked to see him do good. He won the Stanley Cup in Tampa Bay, and obviously won in Chicago too, but I was a lot younger then, and just guys like that. I mean, Sidney Crosby, I remember watching him in Kensington and PEI when I was younger, and everyone was saying he was the next big star. And you know, obviously you're younger, you don't really know hockey, you just see a guy skating with a puck and he looks good. But you know, those are guys. I mean, everyone from the Maritimes likes watching Sidney Crosby and likes to see him have success. But as defense wise, I mean, I don't know. I think now, when I was younger, I just enjoyed watching hockey, and you know, I like Matt Sundin and guys like that, and Jerome McGinley. I was just more or less just enjoyed watching hockey.
Did you always play defense, or did you start as a forward and decide to move to defense?
Well, when I was younger, I played in I think it was Squirts or Novice. I'm not sure which it was, but there was a guy that was quite a few years older, and he played with us. He might have been 3 years older than us, but they allowed him to play with us, and I was always paired up with him on the ice, so I think that's kind of when when the defense started. But as I got older, like, I had some coaches, and, you know, I was always trying to skate the puck up the ice, and I probably wasn't passing as much as I should have, but I remember one of my coaches, Daryl Ashley, he always came to me and said, "Do you want to be a forward?" And I you know, you're young, you don't really know. And I was just like, no, defense is fine. He's like, "Okay, well, you know, you got to move the puck up and pass it more. You know, you can't be skating it up all the time." And, you know, I was just, but, you know, I was pretty well defenseman from day one, I guess you could say.
Sure. So fast forward then to 2010, and you get drafted. Can you describe what that was like for you to be selected in the draft?
Yeah, I mean, it was you know, looking back, it's quite an achievement. I mean, you don't think about it really at the time, and you know, going into your draft year, and when I was 17, it's you know, you're just more or less trying to play good. You know, there's going to be scouts there, but you know, if you play good, that'll take care of itself. But, I mean, always in the back of your mind, you're wondering, oh, will I get drafted? Will I get drafted? And, you know, you always hear the stories of, you know, people having good years, they go down to the draft, and then they end up not getting drafted. But, you know, overall, I had an okay 17-year-old year, and I think I was ranked 77th or something like that in Bob McKenzie's drafting. But I ended up going 117th, I think. Yeah, 117th, mm-hmm. I think it was. But yeah, it was a great trip. I mean, I went down, and my fiance went down, and my girlfriend at the time, and my parents were down there too. And you know, they were, I don't know what they were thinking exactly. I mean, it was obviously, you know, it doesn't happen, you know, too often especially where I'm from, you know, no one, you know, if you get drafted in the NHL, it's a big deal, and it should be too. But I mean, there's just not a lot of people where I'm from that get drafted. I mean, it's, like I said, the population's not big, but it was a great trip, and my agent said he was going to cover the trip, so I figured, you know what, I may as well go down, and like I said, my parents came down, my fiance, and the first day, I don't think it's all in one day now, but back then it was, you know, you get your first round the first day, and I went to that, and obviously I knew it was going first round. I just went to check things out and see what it was all about, and the next day's rounds 2 to 7, and I probably didn't say many words. I think I was pretty nervous. I was just sitting there, just praying that I get picked, and sure enough, Montreal's pick came, and they selected me in the fourth round, and it was a great moment. It was great to have my parents there and my fiance, and it was just they support me really well, and I don't know if my parents were making a big trip down and didn't know what they thought or expected if I'd go or if I didn't, but I know there was a pretty proud moment for them and something I'll obviously remember forever.
Absolutely, and specifically being drafted by Montreal, did you grow up a Habs fan, or how did it feel for you to be drafted by Montreal?
Believe it or not, I grew up a Leafs fan, and I like Matt Sundin and guys like that, Darcy Tucker, mainly because my father was a Montreal fan, we were just, if it was Montreal, Toronto, we'd kind of, get them going or stuff like that, but that was probably the main reason. And going into my draft year, actually, I lived with another player on the team for half the year. His name was Max Lister. He's a big Habs fan, and I slowly started to become a Montreal fan, mainly because my billet father was a Leafs fan, Darryl Wilcox, and so where the bickering started again, I kind of slowly became a Habs fan, and then, sure enough, I was ended up being drafted then.
So your dad had to have been thrilled.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't think he would have cared where I went.
Right.
I mean, he was just happy that I was able to get selected. But obviously, the team that he liked. I mean, he didn't play any hockey growing up. He didn't have time. He was working all the time. But he liked the Habs, and I'm sure he was obviously a little happier with his team, I guess.
So tell me then a little bit, just kind of a briefly, your junior career from there. You were playing for Cape Breton, correct? And then went on to Schwinnigan?
Yeah, it was 3.5 years in Cape Breton, and I was happier in Schwinnigan. But I really enjoyed Cape Breton, especially being from the Maritimes. They're the same people as PEI. They're friendly. They're going to help you out anything you need. They're there for you. And the organization was great. I mean, I know it's far away. A lot of the French kids don't like that, but I, looking back, I wouldn't have wanted to go. If I could do it over again, I would have went to Cape Breton again. And it was a great spot. Met a lot of great friends there, and people, you'll obviously talk to the rest of your life. And obviously, I met my fiance there too. So I played 3.5 years there and really enjoyed it. And going my 19 year, we weren't a great team the year before. I think we might have had 18 wins, and that year we weren't strong either.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew I'd be traded just because, if they're in a rebuild, I was obviously going to be one of the guys getting traded. I ended up going to Schwinnigan, and it was a great experience. I really enjoyed it, especially being able to win the Memorial Cup the way we did.
Absolutely.
And just the group of guys we had. We had a great great group of guys, and we had a great team. We got upset in the second round, and just everything we kind of went through after that made winning a lot sweeter.
What was the transition like for you then, going from the Q to Hamilton and playing in the AHL?
Obviously I struggled at the start, and mainly because I didn't have a lot of confidence. I mean, obviously in junior you have more time at the puck, and you're able to think a little more rather than in pro, you're playing against men and less time with the puck. But the big thing with me was just confidence. I mean, I would have a good game, then, maybe I'd have two or three okay ones or bad games, and I was just inconsistent. And the big thing, for me is the confidence, and I just didn't have any my first couple of years. I was scared to make mistakes, and that's the big thing, difference now I find. Now it's, the mistakes are going to happen. It's just you got to limit them out. That you do, you're playing pro hockey, so you are a good hockey player. You just gotta, try to make more better plays than bad plays, I guess.
Exactly. Now the last two seasons, I know. Last year you were a little back and forth between Wheeling and Hamilton, but this year you had quite a standout year in St. John's. talk to me a little bit about how you feel your season went this year and where that puts you now as far as your development.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, not this year, but the year before, I was in, I spent, well, probably most of the year in Wheeling. I could say 39 games there and then 27 in Hamilton. But, you know, it was great that I went down there. I got my confidence back. The guys were great, the team, and everyone was great to me down there. And it really helped me get my game back to where it needed to be, just having the confidence to shoot the puck and make plays and stuff that I needed to improve, obviously. And then I got called back up and played pretty well after that, and then just tried to carry it into the season that just passed. And fortunately, I was able to do that. I just, you know, we had a great team. Obviously, we lost a lot of key contributors throughout the year to Montreal.
Sure.
But I mean, that happens. But you know, if I could shoot the puck this year, I was shooting the puck, and I was just trying to make the plays. You know, I was fortunate enough; I was able to play a lot. So, I mean, if you're playing a lot, you got to be a factor on the ice, and so that's what I tried to do. And you know, I was put in all the positions to succeed. I was playing power play, PK. So, I mean, if you're put in those positions, you just got to try to do the best you can, and that's what I tried to do. And you know, for the most part, I thought it was a good year. It's just you know, obviously learn a lot of things throughout the year, but overall I was happy with my year, and you know, wherever I end up next year, it's I think it'll put me in a good place for this coming season. But I just you know, obviously you gotta have a better year than your previous and just try to keep moving forward.
Well, I'd say, you know, 16 goals and 26 assists in this past season in St. John's is a pretty stellar year for you, and I know you made quite an impact with fans who were also exceptionally excited for you for your NHL debut as well. What was that like for you, finally getting that call up to the big show?
It was pretty special. I mean, it was obviously, you know, just like the draft, and the moment you're going to remember for the rest of your life. I mean, I didn't play as good as I would like to, but I mean, I was up there and I played, and no one can take that from you. And you know, a lot of hard work. Some guys, well, a lot of guys' routes are different. Some are quicker than others, and for me, it was a lot longer. I mean, obviously, you know, when you finish junior, you know, you think, oh, maybe a year or two in the AHL, and then mm-hmm. you know, you'll play some games, and then you know, it goes on from there. But you know, it never happens the way you think it's going to happen. And for me, I wouldn't change anything the way it happened. It was made it that much more sweeter, and you know, not only for me, but for everyone back home where I'm from. And I know when it happened there, everyone was, you know, they had their ears to the ground, wondering what was taking place, if I was going to go in and stuff like that. But I didn't play the first two games, and the next three I did. And, you know, it's makes it a little more special, not only, like I said, not only for me, but for everyone back home that's been supporting me, you know, throughout the years. And you know, you can't take that for granted, because, you know, someday it's not going to be there.
Absolutely. So what is your summer usually like? Are you in training now? Do you have a pretty routine training schedule from summer to summer?
Yeah, no, the summers are pretty busy. I mean, you always have, you know, you have your, you know, your stuff you got to attend to, like the golf tournament, stuff like that. It makes it a little more busy, but that's all part of it. But you know, as far as training, I've been, you know, training for a while so far, and I'm down in Charlottetown training at Dynamic Fitness with Dave McCacker, and this will be my third summer there, and he's been great so far, and we have a great group of guys, and you know, my days consist of you try to shoot pucks as much as you can, and then, you know, you're training from, you know, 9, you get back around 1:30 or so, and so it takes up a little bit of your day, but obviously that's expected, because, you know, it is your job. It's like Dallas said, it beats working for a living. And so you just got to try to put in as many hours as you can. And you know, you want to be getting better, not worse. So, you know, you work on the things that you need to. And obviously the things that need to get better and get you to the next step. And for me, it's just, you know, shooting a lot of pucks and working out a lot in the gym and, you know, getting on the ice as much as possible.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that I know is not something that coaches or trainers can necessarily teach is the character of a player off the ice as well. And I know we've spoken with you before that you've always impressed us both on and off the ice. I think it was one of the games that we were in. I believe we were in Binghamton during pregame warmups. There was a young man in a wheelchair who was sitting kind of close to the glass, and you made sure during warmups to head over and you handed your stick over the glass, and some of the fans that were nearby thought that it was for them, but you specifically made sure that this young man got the hockey stick, and I don't know if you know or not, but he held on to that thing like it was a gold bar for the rest of the game. Even after intermissions, we kept checking in on him, and he just was so proud to have that. Is that something that's a really, do you make it a point to really try to make an impact in those kinds of ways? And, you know, you're getting ready for a game, but you still manage to notice things like that. Is that part of an important part of your game and just you as a person from day to day?
Yeah, for sure. Obviously, I remember that actually. It was in Syracuse. It was a guy by the bench. But obviously, I like to, the fans are how we get paid. So, I mean, you can't take them for granted. I mean, they're there to support, you know, maybe not your team, but they're there. And especially, you know, like I said, I like to, you know, it's warm-ups, but I usually skate around and do my thing and, you know, look for people in the stands that I might be able to throw a puck to, or, you know, in his case, a stick. And, you know, he was, I don't know what his story was, but, you know, he was sitting there, you know, it seemed like he was enjoying himself. And you know, the trainers were good to me. You know, if I seen a fan and I was wanted to give anything away, they, you know, didn't even question it. They let me do it. So
that's great.
You know, I thought I should give him a stick, and you know, I was glad that he cherished it.
he did. We kind of kept an eye on him from up in the press box, and he was just, he seemed overjoyed at that moment, and then we noticed throughout the whole game he wouldn't let it out of his sight. So it was pretty special to see that.
Yeah.
What is it, kind of as a final question, what is it for you that makes hockey your passion? What is it that you love about this sport enough that, you know, even now you still want to get up and you want to lace up the skates every day and hit the ice and just continue to get better and continue to just immerse yourself in hockey?
I don't know. I mean, it's just something I've always did. I mean, I've always enjoyed it, and, you know, it's a lot of hard work, but at the same time, I mean, I don't see it as a job. I mean, a job is, you know, working. You know, you're getting up in the morning, you're going 9 to 5. You know, for us, it's a privilege, and you know, I want to play as long as I can because I enjoy it. And you know, people have, you know, happiness to me, obviously, and my family and everyone in my community back home. And, you know, not a lot of hockey players come from where I grew up, and just, you know, try to make it as fair as I can and give them something to cheer for and stuff like that. But, you know, the big thing that I enjoy playing hockey is the guys. I mean, that's what makes it. I mean, you know, you're with them every day, and you know, just being around the dressing room and morning skates and practices, and, you know, you're all going through the same things, and your dream is all the same. You all want to be in the NHL or, you know, stuff like that. And it's just, you know, you're all battling for the same job, but at the same time, you know, you're all buddies, you know. You know, if, like last year, if DT got called up or whoever got called up, you know, you're happy for them because they're, mm-hmm. they're great guys and they're working hard and you like to see your buddies do good and they did, and, you know, we're all proud of them and you know, it's just stuff like that. I mean, it's a long year. It's the start of the year, the first game, you're like, wow, it's going to be a long year. But, you know, as the games tick by, it's the year goes by quick, and, you know, time as you get older, it starts to go by a little quicker. And you just got to enjoy it as much as you can because, you know, at the end of the day, you can't play hockey your whole life. So, you know, you got to enjoy it while you can and make the most of it.
Absolutely. Well, Morgan, we wish you continued success. We know you're going to make an impact every time you step on the ice, and we certainly appreciate you taking some time out to kind of give our readers and your fans a little bit of a deeper glimpse into what makes you as a hockey player. So thank you for taking time today.
Not a problem. I really appreciate it.